Well, I mean, injuries in those days, I mean, there wasn't all the technology that there are for injuries today. Was it just a case of strap it up and rest?
Oh, no, I think he was a great forward thinker. I mean, I think we were the first club who had facilities that looks after both sides. And he does get a lot of bad press, but I had a lot of respect for him. He actually saved my career by actually putting my leg in plaster for 3 weeks, which I resented. And I always remember him saying, because I was included into the under-25s, given a reserve call, and he said, if anything happens, we'll take it off and you can go up to Twickenham.
So what about the England caps then? 7 England caps. What's it like then when you get the phone call or the letter to tell you you're either selected or you want to be in the squad?
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, we had a good cup run. That was the I rely on the other 14 players who played during that 1972 final and the build-up, because with their playing well and me playing well, I got selected. I'm very fortunate.
Let's go on to Brian, because Brian, you played for Lindy. Are you a Vorister?
Am I what?
A Vorister.
No, we're not really. Not because Lindy is slightly outside the fire.
Well, Lindy's Severn side.
I've got a story I'd like to say. I remember, so it wasn't a tour, it was a game. It was a game at Fylde in Lancashire, and Billy Beaumont was a captain. And after the game, Burton, being a star as he is of our lot, he had Bill Beaumont running round, looking after us, filling our pints up all night. And come the end of the night, Burton's dead on the floor there.
Drunk.
And dumped there. And anyway, we're still reaching over the bar to get a drink. Anyway, before he got crashed out, he said, we're not leaving here till 12 o'clock. I don't know if any of you lot remember this. Eventually, when we left at 12 o'clock, we gets on the bus. We're on our way back. We've only been going half an hour. And the bus broke down. The inside wheel of the tyre of the bus was flat or something, so we had to wait to get it repaired. This has got to be now about half past 1, 2 o'clock in the morning now. And obviously, once it was repaired, we're back on the road and on our way back. By the time we got back here, it was probably 7 o'clock, and by the time I got home, it was about half past 7. You're trying to explain to your wife what you've been doing, like, you know. But that was another good...
I expect there wasn't the only occasion when that happened, was it?
No.
Because, Fred, I said to you earlier on that the thing about rugby these days is these guys, they come off when they've finished, they'll have an ice bath, they'll have a massage, do whatever, they'll be checked over, and then they have an orange juice and go home. In your day, you went in the bar downstairs or you went over the road to the pub, and if anybody thought you'd had a bad game, you knew about it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the good things playing for Gloucester, I mean, you could actually walk up into town, and if Gloucester had won and you'd had a good game, you really didn't spend any money. No. People would actually come and buy you a beer. But if you had a bad game, nobody wanted to talk to you.
Dave, what's it like then when you pull on that Gloucester shirt for the first time, whether it be in the new change rooms or the old ones, and you actually run out onto King's Home in front of a reasonable crowd?
Well, I've done it in both changing rooms. That changing room over there was unbelievable because it was close to the crowd. As we stood in the...
Ran down the steps in between them, didn't you?
We did. But on the way, the thing I really loved about it, because that was my first season here. And in my first season, to go from... I played for Stroud and I came over here, and my first season, I was in the... My first game was in that changing room, and I was at 7. And I was probably, other than John Gadd, who'd played for England, I was the only uncapped player in the pack, and stood in that little runway there, the hallway, as you come onto the pitch. Everybody banging on the wall outside, Gloucester, 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 and you're stood there waiting to come on the pitch. It was just unbelievable. Putting that shirt on is just like... And they were shirts, you know, they were proper shirts. They were like thick, heavy shirts, and used to sweat in it and get heavier and heavier and heavier, and you couldn't change it. If it got ripped, you'd keep it on. But it was just amazing. I mean, to play for Gloucester, being a Gloucester lad, born just down the road, it's one of those things you just think, you know, it's never going to happen, but if it does, it's wonderful. And you can go into town and talk to people, and they all are better players than you, but play it here, you've got to be someone else. And, you know, you are special to play. You don't get out here to play unless you've got something about you that's a bit special.
And of course, you don't have the GPS measuring thing on the back of your neck like they have these days to tell you how fast you've run, how far you've run, how hard somebody's hit you, all that sort of thing. Or probably no padding either.
Oh, well, the only padding we had was a bit of padding on in the shirts because they were thick shirts. But, I mean, if you'd have mentioned about wearing a head guard or something, I think you would have been sort of sent packing rather quickly because, no, I don't think you'd even mention about any protection or, you know, wearing any, even a bandage. I mean, people did get bandaged up, but they weren't the bandages what you see now. They were probably done them themselves before they went onto the pitch in the changing room. No one done it for them. It was great. The thing is, with all this protective padding now, the tackling these days is so immense. We didn't never tackle like that in our days. We used to let them go by a bit and tackle them. You know, we never, the head-on stuff, it did happen, but not that often. And the thing was, the injuries, if you didn't have that padding now, you probably would have some horrendous injuries.